Content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this Live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
School on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The State Department says it will comply with a federal judge's order to start a rolling release of Hillary Clinton's emails when she was Secretary of State.
U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras ordered the State Department to come up with a plan by next week for the release of emails Hillary Clinton sent and received while she was Secretary of State. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says they'll comply with the order, even though the department originally wasn't going to release the emails until next year.
It's a large volume of documents, 55,000 pages. It requires coordination with, in some cases, with other agencies.
Speaking to reporters in Iowa, Hillary Clinton says she also wants her emails released as soon as possible.
I have said repeatedly, I want those emails out. Nobody has a bigger interest in getting them released than I do.
I'm Joe Gomez.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
There are no known injuries after a Boston-bound cruise ship ran aground in Bermuda. Passenger Rachel Hansen of New Hampshire says the ship had steering problems.
What they told us was that we lost steering. We lost steering control. That's what the captain told us, and that's why we ran into the coral reef.
Norwegian Cruise Line Company officials say the ship lost power before running aground yesterday afternoon while trying to leave port. Power was restored, and passengers spent the night on board with no major issues. Arizona is reducing the amount of time welfare recipients can spend on the program. Republican State Senator Kelly Ward tells Fox News lawmakers have passed legislation that will limit people on welfare to just 1 year, half of what it used to be.
I hope that the federal government takes a cue from Arizona and tries to get things under control. We keep kicking the can down the road. It's not good for our citizens. You know, in Arizona, we were willing to bite that bullet. It was not a popular thing to do, I can tell you.
The bill will make the state's lifetime limit for welfare benefits the shortest in the country.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support.
President Donald Trump last night nominating appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. He holds the belief that the U.S. Constitution should be interpreted as it would have been when it was written. Political expert Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says the 49-year-old checks all the boxes for conservatives.
He's a strong social conservative. He's a textualist in many ways, just in the mold of Antonin Scalia, whose seat he'll be taking on the court.
Many Senate Democrats say they're not going to make it so easy, though, for Gorsuch to win confirmation. Those Senate Democrats are also delaying committee votes on President Trump's nominees for Treasury and Health Secretaries. This is USA Radio News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
The Trump administration still having to defend and explain the president's controversial executive order on immigration. Here's Terry Moore.
Administration officials continue to insist the executive order is not a ban on Muslims.
This is not a travel ban. This is a temporary pause that allows us to better review the existing refugee and visa vetting system.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly.
Over the next 30 days, we will analyze and assess the strengths and the weaknesses of our current immigration system. This way, we can ensure the system is doing what it is designed to do, which is protect the American people.
Kelly said he knew the executive order was coming and rejected reports that he first learned about it aboard an airplane.
Prosecutors are considering child pornography charges against former disgraced New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner after he allegedly sexted with an underage girl. The Wall Street Journal reporting his lawyers have been meeting with officials to try to dissuade them from bringing such charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
The acting secretary of the Army is now ordering the Army Corps of Engineers to get construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline back on track. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven releasing a statement overnight confirming the action. It comes a week after President Trump signed an executive order to speed up the process to renew construction of that section of the controversial pipeline in North Dakota. A legendary TV talk show host is now making a move to network TV's oldest news magazine program, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
Beginning this fall, there will be a new face on 60 Minutes. CBS has announced that Oprah Winfrey is becoming a special contributor to the network's news magazine. In a statement, the former talk show host said she hopes to help facilitate real conversations between people from different backgrounds. Winfrey hosted her own talk show for a quarter of a century. It eventually became the highest-rated television program of its kind.
A death in the rock music world.
It was the heat of the moment.
That was the biggest radio hit by the band Asia, and now tributes are pouring in following the death of its frontman, John Wetton. He passed away after a battle with colon cancer. Wetton had also sung and played bass with bands Uriah Heep, Roxy Music, and King Crimson. John Wetton was 67. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet each Wednesday live here in studio. We're in our new facilities, which are quite dapper here in Flemington, New Jersey. We're now on Main Street, 119 Main Street, in what's called the Large House. And yes, it is a large house, but I think the family's name, the history was the family's name is Large. And it's a beautiful home here. We have some issues that we're still working out with echoes because it's quite a big place here. So, and I'm sure we'll have some events and you'll be able to come out. Anyway, my name is Richard Scuderi. As I say, our program is Modern Design. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years. Don't know how quickly that went by, but it did. I have three locations. My first location is right here in Flemington, 1 U.S. Highway 31. We're at the Flemington Circle, which is not quite a circle. It's like sort of a circle. With a retention pond in the middle. But we're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile with 2,500 square feet of everything from accessories and small pieces of furniture, candles and gifts, to area rugs, hardwood floors, and carpeting, everything at your fingertips. Great prices, great service, and the phone number is 908-884-0770. Well, today's topic happens to be fabric. It's the second in our series of The Power of Fabric. And if you're following me on social media, I do publish a blog every week. And my last week's and this week's topic was all about fabric. And this week's topic was called Fabric Can Be Transformative. And I think that's very much true. I would say that when I change a room, the thing that really I usually start with when I'm going to transform a room after taking everything out is paint. Paint is probably the most transformative thing you can do. When you have a new base, a new color, then you have a fresh place to start. But besides paint, I think the second most transformative thing you can do to a space is to bring in fabrics. And one of the reasons that fabrics are so powerful is often there's a lot of a fabric in a room. So if, let's say you're doing a dining room, you typically have drapery panels, which are very long, 95 or 96 inches by 52 inches wide, and you have a number of them. So that brings a lot of visual into the space. And then most people these days do an upholstered chair. So an upholstered chair is a lot of fabric. And if you have six upholstered chairs in a space and you have the softness of the fabric on, let's say you have a couple of windows in your space, that's four window treatments, that's a lot of fabric and a lot of statement of design. So for me as a designer to this day, I've been doing it for 20 years and you'd think I'd see it all. But when I go to fabric stores and you first walk in the front door, they usually put the newest fabrics on rolls in the front of the stores, Calico Corners and the different fabric collections in North Plainfield was a place I like. The guys there are very nice, family owned, as well as other places, Fabricland, which has been there for years, and some other resources I have for fabric. You go to and they have those rolls in the front of what's new. And it's always exciting to me because I look at these things as, where can I use this or how can I adapt? It also gives you sort of a real quick crash course into what's in style now. So if you go to many of these places like Calico Corners, like Fabric Collections, you'll notice that the beginning of the store starts with lots of whites and grays. So I am seeing more white this year than I have ever had before. Typically January, that month of the year, after the Christmas stuff goes away, we see a lot of white in everything that we do. But I see a continuing trend towards white, white cabinets, white trim, whiter trim than we ever before, and whites and off-whites being used on walls. Now, I'll always say here, I've never a fan of white paint on walls. I just don't like it. Even if you want to create something that's sort of a gallery, do a pale gray at least, or something with a little bit of color to it, and then have the trim be pure white so you have some contrast there. But again, lots of white. I see lots of white, lots of metals like silver, which almost have a clear appearance to them. So very much trending. So when I go to the fabric stores, I see on the rolls, I see tons of whites and tons of grays. So for fabrics, I think if you're looking to maybe update what you already have, if you add fabrics that have whites or grays in them, you're really going to be above the curve in changing things. That's what we're seeing. So very much something to consider when it comes to fabric. The second thing as I'm seeing is more pattern than ever on fabrics. Lots of specifically geometric patterns, interesting shapes that are geometrics. I'm not seeing, as in the past, so much flowers. Flowers have seemed to sort of dissipated for a while. Fruit, definitely not seeing fruit on things. Flowers, not so much. A lot of geometrics. What I also see not so popular anymore is stripes. I had a client yesterday who said, you know, I used to love stripes, but I don't like them anymore. So I see stripes being less popular. I see color in general being less popular, except if it's like a pop. I see lots of grays as the broad color that people use in fabrics. And then maybe they'll throw a pop of citrus green, a pop of navy or cobalt blue, a pop of bright yellow, or a pop of orange. But for the most part, lots of gray fabrics, lots and lots of gray fabrics, grays and grayishes. Not too much chocolate brown, not too much other colors, but gray predominantly and geometric predominantly. Now, some of the patterns that I kind of like that I'm seeing now, one of them is called iCat. And iCat is sort of an interesting print, sort of almost a modern adaptation of Paisley in a way. It's a great looking fabric. When the print first came out, I was like, "Ooh, this is ugly. I don't really like it at all." It's something that I had to sort of warm up to as styles have transitioned and become more clean and more modern. But the iCat fabric, if you're looking for something to freshen up your space, maybe you want to make new pillows or make a new valance, try iCat. Google what iCat looks like and then go into a fabric store and see what iCat looks like. It's kind of a neat pattern to do. Then also Google geometrics. Geometrics come in so many different shapes and sizes and scales. There's lots of things that you can do with geometric fabrics. Typically, they're good as an accent fabric because they can be kind of busy. So if you were to do pillows in a geometric, you can update the look of a couch with some geometric pillows. A throw, perhaps, that's a geometric. Maybe some valances or small areas of fabric with geometric, a way to modernize it. Okay, we are going to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We've been doing the show now for 3 years. I don't know where the time has gone. It goes by awfully quickly. But a fun show to do now that we're in our new home. And a lot of things are going to be happening here on Modern Design in the upcoming year. We are going to be adding cameras to studio, to our new studio, and we are going to add the YouTube channel. So in essence, Modern Design will start to become more of a visual or more of almost a television program first with YouTube. And then we have a couple other things, or I have a couple other things in plan for the show where you'll actually be able to see it on television. So we're working on some things. I do have a background also in broadcasting and communications. And so great things are going to happen. One of the things that's a difficulty in doing a live show every week on design about in radio is that it's very hard to just visually sometimes talk about how something looks, the brightness of a color of something, or how something works or doesn't work. And with the ability to add cameras to our program and show you what something looks like, and I have wonderful artisans and people from all over the tri-state area that work with me in Maven Hill Designs, that I can actually bring you things. It's very, very exciting as an evolution of Modern Design of our program here. So happy to be doing that. Also to let you know that one of the things that I do offer at Maven Hill Designs that so many people take advantage of and seem to enjoy is color consultation. As I said earlier in the broadcast, one of the best ways for you to make your house look different is to paint. And paint can be quite expensive, not only the materials themselves, but actually the painting. Or if you're doing it yourself, it's painstaking to do. So you want to make sure you pick the absolute best colors. My company, Maven Hill Designs, and myself personally, I'm the colorist, and I do color consultations. It is a flat fee of $199 plus tax. I will come to your house, whether you have 3 rooms or 33 rooms, and I will spend the time with you, going room by room, doing your colors for you. And of course, my company can paint for you or give you a paint quote, or you can just do it yourself, but you will have the confidence that you have a professional with 20 years experience to help you pick those paint colors. And again, paint is also transformative. So something that you might want to do from Maven Hill Designs in any of our 3 locations. The phone number again for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. Thank you. Okay, so our topic today happens to be fabrics and continuing to explore fabrics and the possibility of changing your house with fabrics. I was going to have as my guest today Marie, who is the owner of Flemington Fabric, but unfortunately at last minute something came up and she wasn't able to make our appointment, but I'm going to challenge forward. She gave me some good advice about fabrics, and I'm going to pass those on to you, and perhaps we'll have her on an upcoming program when we talk about fabric again. So we're talking about how you can change your room by using fabrics, and we talked a little bit about gray fabrics being very, very popular, probably the most popular right now, whites and grays. And geometric. Well, I will say one thing about fabric. I like color. So a very popular color right now happens to be blues. All sorts of blues, but in particular navy and royal blues, I'm seeing an awful lot. And those I love a lot, because when you have a navy, when you have contrast of having a pattern on navy, you really see it, because a fabric that's very dark, like a dark navy or even like a royal blue, and then you have some sort of a geometric or whatever you have as the pattern, or an ICAT or whatever you have, a stripe or whatever it is, a check, it really shows up the contrast of the dark navy as the fabric itself, and then the design really shows up. And so navy is very popular for fabrics right now. I don't usually like to do couches in colors. I like to do them in a neutral and have the pillows in colors. But I saw yesterday a beautiful, at Crate and Barrel, a beautiful navy couch that was fantastic looking, with great throw pillows and then lots of camels and grays mixed in together with the navy. And that was really beautiful. So I see a return also to velvet. I see velvet coming back again as a fabric. Navy velvet is a classic, but also can look very modern at the same time. Navy patterned materials are quite beautiful. And also lighter blues, gray blues, sky blues, teals, all shades of blue in fabrics I saw are very, very, very popular. I would say second to the gray. The third thing that I've noticed in fabric stores is I'm seeing pop colors, as I had said earlier in the broadcast, pop colors, because we have so much neutral now, we're putting gray on the walls and gray on the sofa. You need a pop color, otherwise the room is not going to work. So beautiful, very bright colors are also contrasting at the same time. One of my favorites happens to be apple or peridot green. And the combination of a nice gray with white and then apple green are is just phenomenal. In fact, in my new store in Maplewood Village, I have lots of, in my front room, lots of furniture and accessories all done in sort of that spring apple green and lots of dark grays, charcoal grays, medium tone grays, and apple green. What a beautiful combination together. Blue also pairs well with those dark grays. Yellow is another color that I'm seeing for fabrics reemerging, but not the yellow we're used to, not the soft, traditional, buttery yellow, a really bright, almost a caution yellow, to contrast with the grays that we're seeing. And in that application, the bright yellows, the bright sort of caution yellows, work well because we're grounded by so many grays. Purples is something that I see, and they continue. People are starting to ask me now for plums and purples, particularly in master bedrooms, because there's a little bit of a femininity, but yet a sophistication to purple. And purple and gray are also a popular color combination for fabrics. So a very nice look as far as that's concerned. You know, when people are picking fabrics, I often say to them that a fabric needs to be functional first and then beautiful. So when you pick fabrics, you have to see what application you're using them for. If you're going to recover something, whether it be a couch, a love seat, a chair, or so on, you want to make sure that the fabric is an upholstery weight fabric. Very important. I've seen people buy fabric on their own and put the wrong type of fabric on an upholstered piece, and it will wear out quite quickly. It will dirty. It's not a good idea. So when you're covering a piece of furniture, you want to use an upholstery weight fabric. Very important. Ask the question. It's a much thicker, more durable fabric, and something that if you don't get right will actually wind up costing you a lot of money. That also holds true if you can make slip covers. If you have an existing sofa or maybe dining chairs and you want to cover them, you want to use an upholstery weight fabric so it'll stand the test of time. You also want to get a fabric that's scotch guarded. Very important to get a fabric that has some sort of a protection on them, because if you're going to cover dining room chairs, maybe you're just covering the dining room seat covers. You want to make sure that when Uncle Joe spills red wine that you're able to mop to sort of clean it up relatively quickly, and then at the end after he leaves, or it could be a woman, after they leave, be able to go back and make sure that you get that stain out. So you want to make sure that your fabric is treated or scotch guarded, and you want to ask those questions up front. You want to make sure that it's an upholstery weight fabric, durable, and it was for its intended purpose. You don't want to put a dress fabric on a chair cushion. It's not going to work for you. The next thing that we want to consider about fabrics is it right for the space? You know, I've looked at fabrics. You can look at fabrics, and sometimes a fabric can be very heavy. I was looking at a fabric the other day that was sort of almost a tapestry fabric, and a woman wanted to put it on the chair. It was just too much fabric. It was just too much and overwhelming for a very petite chair. I said we have to pick something that's more subtle, and then we will use that as an accent pillow, and that's what we had agreed upon. You want to make sure when you're using fabrics that scale is in consideration. And scale is affected in a couple of different ways. The first way scale is affected is by the size of the piece. So if you have a very large sofa, you don't want to use a small pattern. It's just not going to work for you. If you have a very small, very soft, very delicate ladylike chair, you don't want to put an overwhelming, very heavy tapestry fabric. It just doesn't do anything for the chair. So it's make sure that you want to put things into scale when purchasing fabric, because fabric can be quite costly. All right, well, we're just about to go to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after our news break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I respect, too, the fact that in our legal order, it is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws.
That's 49-year-old circuit judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, Neil Gorsuch, who has been nominated by President Trump to fill a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court. Trump making the announcement last night at the White House. Gorsuch goes on to explain his philosophy.
It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives. A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge.
Although many legal experts on both sides of the spectrum say it will be hard for Democrats to find a good reason to oppose Gorsuch, many Senate Democrats already are. Sherrod Brown of Ohio saying he doesn't think Gorsuch would defend working families over Wall Street. And Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Gorsuch will have to prove he's mainstream. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
We need to pause, and we need to make sure that the vetting standards are up to snuff so we can guarantee the safety and security of our country. That is what this does.
But Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the way in which President Trump's executive order on immigration was rolled out and implemented a few days ago did leave some things to be desired.
No one wanted to see people with green cards or special immigrant visas like translators get caught up in all of this.
Former Trump rival turned advisor, then turned non-advisor Chris Christie is among those who share that opinion.
The rollout of this executive order was terrible.
But like Paul Ryan, Chris Christie does add he believes the president's intentions were correct in trying to protect the nation. For the third time in about a month, a new series of bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers across the U.S. At least 17 threats were reported altogether yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Amazon now planning a new $1.5 billion with a B dollar air cargo hub in Kentucky. The online retail giants agreed to lease about 900 acres from Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, saying it expects to create 2,000 jobs when that hub opens. But there's no word on when that's going to be. Amazon's getting a challenge from Walmart when it comes to shipping. Walmart's announced effective immediately it's offering a subscription program, much like Amazon Prime, that will give all of its customers free two-day delivery of their orders. Customers will get free shipping to their homes if they purchase at least $35 worth of products, and there's no spending threshold if they have their order shipped to a brick-and-mortar Walmart store. Amazon's been leading the online retail shipping war, charging just over $10 a month for Amazon Prime with free two-day shipping. A new round of tests involving crash test dummies, including of electric vehicles.
Electric cars from BMW and Tesla are coming up short in crash tests. Tesla's Model S and the BMW i3 didn't fail any tests, but they didn't meet all the criteria to win a top safety pick rating by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Both cars won acceptable ratings from the insurance industry group. In its latest ratings, the Institute named the Chevy Volt and the Toyota Prius Prime as top safety picks among battery-powered cars.
That's correspondent Mark Mayfield reporting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're live in studio. Today happens to be February 1st. I guess that means tomorrow's Groundhog Day. We'll see how that goes. Although we really have been lucky with not having much snow, which is a wonderful thing. So hopefully that will continue, but I don't think so. I think February is not going to be as mild as January was. Well, our topic today happens to be fabric, all things fabric, how you can use fabric, how you can transform your space by bringing fabric, if it's not there before, bringing it in, or bringing new fabrics in to an existing room by doing things to it, and how that can be transformative in your space. So before we went to our news break, we were talking about colors of fabric that I saw out there. And I was saying that most fabrics I look at, the first rows, tend to be grays, lots and lots of whites and grays, more than any other colors I see, and the numerous different resources I go to, both online and in the stores. The fabrics seem to be whites and grays, predominantly in a geometric pattern, simpler fabrics, more contemporary fabrics. That's what I see, amongst other things, but that seems to be the majority, or the things that are up front or most popular. With that, though, I do still see color done sparingly as accent colors. And some of the pops, the most popular pops of accent colors that I'm seeing are citrus green, that peridot or apple green as a pop color, very strong. I'm seeing blues, all sorts of blues, navy blues, royal blues, teal blues, sky blues, all shades of blues that pair nicely with the grays as fabric colors. I'm seeing yellows, very bright sort of caution yellows, not buttery yellows, as a palette of fabrics, and oranges. Oranges with navy and oranges with gray are a nice synergy together, so I'm seeing those as the predominant popular colors in fabrics in the stores. And then finally, also some, not as many, but some magentas or purples. All of these are great colors with gray and pair well together, not doing them in massive amounts, but doing them in smaller amounts in conjunction with the base of a gray fabric. So a couple of the things I wanted to talk about with is how fabrics are finished when we do things. I have books and books in my Flemington and in my Chatham store of trims, and that is elaborate details that go on a fabric, finishing trims, if you will. Different types of ball fringe, different types of elaborate finishes. And the 90s and the early 2000s were sort of really known for having elaborate trims. I remember buying really, really expensive trims for people when we would do panel drapes, and when we would do valances and cornices, and really finishing them off with lots of very detailed trims. Well, here we go to 2017. The opposite is true. Very clean, very the opposite. I don't think I've bought any elaborate trim since, I would say, 2000 and maybe six. I really don't even use those books anymore. Most things that I work on today, whether I'm upholstering a window treatment or a piece of furniture, we do what's called self-welt. And self-welt is where we take a continuation of the existing fabric we're using to cover something, and then we have a cording that goes underneath that's white, and then you wrap it around the existing fabric around it. So it's a finish. It has a finish to it, whether it be a piece of furniture or a window treatment, but it is the same fabric. So it's very unadorned and very simple. The one thing I will say that I do often, and I have it in a lot of the pieces of furniture, soft pieces of furniture in my stores, is nail heads. Nail heads are just very, very, very popular. With the fabrics being so plain and so plain in color, people are using sort of nail heads as kind of jewelry. So in my Maplewood store, I have something called the Janney sofa. It's a beautiful sofa. It's a modern take on a classic Chesterfield sofa, tufted. It's in a gray tweed, and it has black legs on it, and it has nail heads around it, and the nail heads are in a chrome. And it's really beautiful, great-looking sofa, would work in traditional or contemporary, but a great-looking sofa at Maven Hill Maplewood. And it has the grommets, and I should say the nail heads, and the nail heads really do bring something to the table, the sort of the jewelry of the sofa. It brings a little sparkle to it. Pillows will do that as well, but that really is something that I see for finishing a lot when you're looking for fabrics or taking on a project. Very popular. Contrasting trim is something that I still do, but the trims are very, very slim. So perhaps I'm doing a great share. I might put a white trim as a contrasting trim around the cushion or the seat or around the chair. Something very, very simple, but you know, very minimal, very popular for fabrics today. And then I also wanted to talk about something that I'm doing a lot of, and that is creating upholstered headboards. That is something that has become so popular right now. I'm taking so many people's bedroom sets, and we're taking away the original headboard, or if there's a headboard and footboard and rails, we're taking that all away, and I'm attaching to their existing mattress and box spring a new upholstered headboard. Now, this is a project you can certainly take on yourself and try to do. It's not that hard, but they're so affordable, and there's so many of them out there. If you go to any of the stores, everybody has upholstered headboards these days. They're great looking, they're not expensive, and they'll really change a look of a room. Often with upholstered headboards, I say the same thing as I do with sofas. Don't buy a patterned upholstered headboard. Buy a neutral upholstered headboard so that you can bring your style, your look, and your bedding. If you do an upholstered headboard and you pick a patterned fabric, it very much limits what you can do with your bedding. And I don't know about you, but I like to change my bedding out seasonally to have sort of a new look, bring new colors in, try new different things. You can't do that if you have an upholstered headboard. So my suggestion is use something that's just neutral. Either be a neutral taupe, a neutral tan, a neutral off-white, a neutral gray, and then bring in your fabrics in your bedding itself. But if you choose to do that, if you choose to do maybe a gray geometric, or I saw a really gorgeous in Crate and Barrel the other day, a navy blue sort of ultra suede king size headboard with nickel grommets, nickel nail heads. It was beautiful. It was solid, but because it was navy blue, obviously you were only going to be able to do so many colors with it as far as your bedding is concerned. But that was quite nice. Upholstered headboards are a great look. It's an inexpensive way to take your bedding set, may go back to your parents that they've given it to you to have a master bedroom set. And one of the ways to make that look more modern, of course, is to take the headboard down and replace it with an upholstered headboard. A great use of fabric, something that you can take on yourself as a project or purchase at many stores. The other thing you can do with fabric that's sort of transformative, and I do that probably the past couple of weeks, I think I've done it, maybe it's because it's after the holidays and people have stained people's dining chairs through the holidays, but I've been replacing seat cushions on dining room sets. Very popular to do in January after the holidays. Inexpensive thing to do. Typically you need 2 to 3 yards of fabric to do it, and it really can transform a space. If you have a set that has matching dining chairs and you have 6 or 8 chairs, you can get a couple of yards of fabric and create a whole new color scheme. Some things to keep in mind, again, when doing the seats of fabrics, when doing the seats of a dining chair, you don't need a lot of fabric, so splurge a little bit. Get a better quality fabric. Make sure it's something that's very durable. If you're going to a fabric store, ask the person, what type of fabric? Where would I look for a fabric that is durable enough to be a cushion on a seat cushion for a dining chair? And you want to, again, look for an upholstery weight fabric, something that's heavy, has a lot of rubs to it, and you want to pick something that's going to be practical in terms of color. White does not make a terrific cushion for a dining chair. It just doesn't. So I tend to go with darker colors for the seats of dining cushions. I also tend, that's a place I tend to like to use a lot of pattern. Patterning really hides wear, and it really hides stains. So if you're going to recover your seats, the seat covers of your dining chairs, you want to pick something that has a lot of pattern to it. It can disguise things. And typically you want to use a darker color. Use a dark citrus green. Use a dark navy blue. Use a dark olive. Use a dark charcoal, and a lot of pattern to those things. You want to make sure, though, when you pick a fabric for a dining room, that it works well with the rug. A lot of people forget about that. You have to have some sort of a synergy. If you have a rug, and not wall-to-wall carpeting, that's not a problem, but if you have a area rug in your dining room, and then you have a wood dining chair, and then you have a seat cushion on it. You want to make sure that the fabric on the seat cushion doesn't compete with the rug on the floor. So many people make that mistake. I see that mistake often where people will have gone out and had the chairs covered, then call me and say they want to change the chairs because when they put those chairs, those wood chairs, that they weren't thinking about the two fabrics on top of the rug, and you pull the chair out, you say, oh my God, these don't go together at all. So that's one thing to consider when you're doing dining chairs, both the seats, or if you're changing to upholstered chairs, they have to work well with the pattern that's the rug. And of course, a dining room rug should have a lot of pattern, again, to hide the stains. So something to keep in mind. Again, with dining room chairs, whether it be completely upholstered or seat covers, you want to have the fabric to be scotch guarded. And I'll even go one step further. A lot of my clients are younger and have children. I'm starting to use a lot of Sunbrella, which is just a brand, or outdoor fabrics. Outdoor fabrics have come a long way. I'm starting to use them a lot in upholstery. If you get a chance and you go to a fabric store, ask them for their Sunbrella book. And they'll have a book of wonderful fabrics which look with all sorts of colors and styles and shapes and so on. And they don't look like, you know, rubber. They really look now a lot like any other fabric. So I'm starting to upholster seat cushions, window cushions, all types of cushions using Sunbrella fabrics or any sort of outdoor fabric because they're completely durable. Another thing you want to consider is pets. If you have like a window seat or an area, a cushion, we have pets sitting on them. You want to use pet-friendly fabrics. Often ultra suede can be a great fabric. Leather, the right type of leather. Those two fabrics have been, during my career, the most durable and the ones that have worked the best with upholstering. So keep that in mind. You want to have function as well as beauty when you're spending the money on fabric. Okay, we're going to go to our next set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this break.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back live with more of Modern Design in studio. We're at our new address is 119 Main Street, and I'm lucky enough as I turn around to look at beautiful downtown Flemington with all its history and so on. We're right on the main street, quite a nice place to be in the new large house. Well, I guess it's not new, it's new to us, the large house where we now reside, a beautiful space here in Hunterdon County. My name is Richard Scuderi. If you're just tuning in to us, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday live in studio from 10 to 11, and we talk all things design, both for your home or your commercial space, whether it be a restaurant or whatever type of business you have, your office. I'm working with some people in the chamber now on redoing their new offices. Anything related to interior design, both inside and outside. I do often bring, I like to go to local Hunterdon County resources and bring you great people that come in and give, when we pick their brains, one of the local businesses we've had here and we'll have again is the Garden Gate. Sandy is wonderful, Sandy Casper. She's been a guest on Modern Design and tells us a lot seasonally about plantings and the things that she's offering in the fall and the spring, what the deer don't like and so on. Rutgers Landscaping is another contributor here, has been on Modern Design several times, talking about how to keep your beds and things beautiful and maintaining your garden and your lawn. Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Covering, she's the area rep for Seabrook and a couple of other wall covering companies, and she talks about what's trending, what the colors there are that are trending. And styles, and that wallpaper has returned, and murals, and different things that we should look forward to. Jane DeHaven, which is a local resident, a crafter, and has wonderful insight and ideas on fabrics and projects and window treatments. And we have wonderful Cindy Blanco, who is a stager, and she also does commercial spaces. She'll set up retail spaces and do them. So Cindy's been a guest, and she was here a couple weeks ago talking about wood and the use of wood on walls and what's trending. So we do have quite a few guests in from New Jersey who are all artisans and do wonderful and interesting projects on our program Modern Design. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we look forward later in the year to going live with our cameras, and you'll be able to watch Modern Design. So I guess that means I have to start eating healthier. But we're going to be doing that. It's in the future. It's on the books. And this will be more of a visual program that you can catch on YouTube, on the internet, and perhaps somewhere else that's in the works, and watch our program and bring you wonderful resources. Okay, well, our topic happens to be fabric. We're talking all things fabric. And fabric really can transform a space. So before we went to our commercial breaks, we were talking about upholstering dining chairs or window cushions or places where people sit. And it's very important that you use a durable fabric. And I had suggested that people are starting to use outdoor fabrics indoors. That's becoming sort of a new trend. I see it quite often. In the beginning, the fabrics, this umbrella brand, and then other fabrics seem to be more costly, but they really have come down in price a lot, and you're getting a very durable fabric. As many mothers, young mothers have told me, I want a fabric I can almost hose off, and that's what you do want with fabrics that are upholstered. You want them to be comfortable, but you also want them to be practical, especially if you have children or pets. And definitely using outdoor fabrics indoor has becoming more and more popular. Well, the number one reason I would say that I go to a fabric store is specifically for window treatments. It seems to be the biggest use of fabric. People do upholster and so on. But I would say in the past 10 years, most of my trips to the fabric stores are for specifically for doing window treatments. So in the rest of the segment, I'm going to break down the different type of window treatments and what fabrics typically work best. Well, window treatments have also changed a lot in the past 10 years. They've gotten a lot cleaner. I remember early on in my career, 20 years ago, the bigger the drapery panel, the more fabric, the more embellishments, the more color, the more of everything, more was more. And definitely we did a lot of swags and jabots. We did lots of very elaborate window treatments that had lots of fringe, lots of detail. And that was it. We used Scalamandra fabrics. We used very expensive silks, Stupioni silks, and very elaborate fabrics with lots of detailing, with lots of trims. And that's really sort of gone away, and we're not seeing that anymore. We're not seeing a lot of different shapes anymore. I used to do a lot of different shapes. I would bring clients to their home a book that I had that was all different shapes, and people would want different rooms with different sort of London valance and all, you know, a lot of balloon valances, a lot of different elaborate window treatments with a lot of circular movement, things that wrapped around, things that wrapped over poles, things that were very, very fluid and had a lot of movement. Exactly the opposite is true. And whether you're traditional, transitional, or contemporary, window treatments are a lot simpler. Not only are they simpler in color, but they're a lot simpler in general. And I would say that the window treatments that I do the most are probably, one is Roman shades. Two, I would say, is cornices or valances. Three, I would say, is roller shades. I do probably roller and solar shades most often, but I don't actually buy the fabric for them. Then they're pre-done. And then finally, stationary panels. Panels, drapery panels themselves have not gone away. They're very, very, very popular. The difference is we would do drapery panels that had a lot of fringe and embellishments. That's gone. We would do drapery panels that would often puddle or go beyond the end of the floor. That's gone. They are just clean to the floor, not too short and not too long. Very much clean. And we don't do tiebacks anymore. We're not doing tiebacks anymore on the window treatments. The panels run pretty much straight, and they sort of frame the outside of the window from top to bottom. We're hanging our drapery panels high as we possibly can. Typically, if you have crown molding, just below the bottom of the crown molding to the floor, so 95 or 96 inches typically for our window treatment. And they're usually pretty much stationary. We're not seeing a lot of functional drapes anymore, drapery panels where they're opening and closing. But often we're seeing them just sort of framing the window as kind of a look of fullness. Not tiebacks. For a while, adding metal tiebacks on the side as hardware were popular. That's sort of gone by the wayside. They're just simple one-width panels, about 50, 52 inches on each side that would sit on a rod. And that's what we're seeing a lot of. And that's what I'm making a lot of, actually. No second fabric over the top, no coordinating, sort of simple, beautiful panels. So those are the things that I do mostly in my business every day for window treatments. And let's break them down a little bit and talk about the different types of fabric. I'm going to start with the Roman shade. Roman shade, everybody's asking me today for shades more than ever. Even I'm replacing a lot of blinds. People, I had a lady in Bloomsbury the other day that went out when she bought her house and she bought blinds for every window trying to cover them. And now we're going back and we replace them with a more attractive look. We're going with shades. And Roman shades are very, very popular right now. What's nice about a Roman shade is it gives you the softness of a window treatment, but it's also functional because you can line it with anything. So you can have the sun not come in. You can put a blackout lining on it. So you can make sure that you can sleep. But also it can be up or down. So when it's up, it's sort of a nice treatment that just dresses the window. And when it's down, it has privacy issues, features. So Roman shades are very popular. And I like a flat Roman shade. In years past, you would see sort of a hobbled or a pleated Roman shade where it sort of fell on each other and it was sort of cumbersome. I like a flat Roman shade. I think that's a great look. Whether it's functional or stationary as an inside mount into a window, it's a nice finished look. And that is that the fabric runs sort of straight and that it just is gathered at the bottom. It's a terrific look. So if you're going to do a Roman shade and you're going to do a flat Roman shade, you want to make sure that when you fit the window and you go to look for fabrics, the fabric is going to fold well. And that you have a fabric that for the width and the length of the window, you get a full pattern repeat. Gets a little complicated, doesn't it? You get a full pattern repeat on your fabric. So let's say you pick a fabric that's sort of a bold check, a big bold check fabric. You want to make sure that when you do a window treatment, let's say you're doing something that's 16 or 18 inches, it's an inside mount window treatment, and you're going to do that, that it's going to gather, that it's going to show you a good broad base of the different boxes that you have there in within the pattern, and that when it gathers at the bottom, that the gathering looks nice. So something that's a geometric, like a stripe or a check, will work well with that. But if you have a pattern, if you have something that's dedicated, maybe you have a pattern that's birds, or maybe you have patterns that are seen that are dedicated thing. Maybe you have something that's owls, or you have something that's pots of flowers or so on, that you want to make sure that the full pattern repeat, the full width or the full effect of the pattern design is reflected in the Roman shade, and that it falls in a way that just sort of the edges are bound at the end and gathered together. Very important when you're doing a window treatment that the fabric is appropriate for the shape and type of windows treatment that you're doing. Something that would be gathered